ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Good morning, Michigan. How's it going? 9:06:09 on a Thursday, July 19, 2018. It is the Michigan Insider and Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket online at WTKA.com. Matt the Miz Missler in for Ira Weintraub. Once again, still on vacation with the family down at the happiest place on earth, and also the, you know, besides the fact that it's the happiest place on earth, it's also the most expensive place on earth. I haven't been, but I've heard stories. Anyways, I digress. Happy Thursday, one day closer to the weekend, and one day closer to Michigan football. Coming up on today's show, let me get the rundown sheet for you so I can tell you all about it. Coming up later on this hour, the countdown to the 2018 Michigan football season. We're 44 days away. Ira Weintraub did a recording before he took off. It's nice of him to do that. So we'll get into that. Plus, the recruiting roundup at 7:50 today. The top dog of the week with the Humane Society of Huron Valley coming up at 8:05. We'll talk to Paul Wesner at around 8:50 as second half of the baseball season starts up tonight. Tigers are back in action tomorrow when they welcome the best team in Major League Baseball in the Boston Red Sox. And yes, we do have to experience JD Martinez hitting balls out of the ballpark, just not in our favor. And we'll get into that tonight. The only game that's happening is Chicago welcomes St. Louis to Wrigley Field at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Speaking of different news, obviously yesterday, right after Sam and I got off the air, one of the biggest news stories as far as the University of Michigan goes that came out had to do with your basketball head coach, John Beilein. He inked his new rollover contract extension that goes through the 2022-2023 season, and then subsequently afterwards add another year onto his contract as long as he or the university decide not to have him. But why would we want to say, no, John Beilein, you cannot coach this team anymore? That'd be kind of dumb. But the all the details you can catch at mgoblue.com. We'll get the thoughts from Sam Webb. And obviously, we'll want to hear the thoughts of you later on the show when we open the phone lines a little later on in the show as well. Other news from the University of Michigan as well. Caron Higdon was listed as one of the top running backs to watch in the preseason. He's listed as 2018 Doak Walker Award preseason watch list, which is awarded to the best, the nation's most outstanding tailback, according to the SMU Athletics Forum. I had no idea that was specific to that. And earlier in the week, I told you that he was also on the Maxwell Award watch list for the best player in the country. He was in that same discussion as the new quarterback to join the Michigan Wolverines and Shea Patterson. Also, some of the preseason list watch list award nominees: Devin Bush, Rashawn Gary, Kalik Hudson, and Chase Winovich, all listed as Chuck Bednarik Award watch list for the preseason. And to add on to it, Chase Winovich, the AFCA Good Works Team watch list that was announced yesterday. And that is the All-State AFC Good Works Team. I think it has more. It's more to do with the it's one per team in D1, and it's basically the way they do their charitable deeds with the community. So it, and obviously we know with what Chase has done with the Chad Tuff Foundation, with, you know, dyeing his hair orange and getting the rest of the teammates to dye their hair orange before the South Carolina game, that that definitely bodes a lot. But that he is listed to that as well. For all you golf fans, the Open over in Scotland has officially kicked off. I know Ira's probably keeping a close eye on that one as things go on. Obviously, I don't know. I don't care. Anytime I've watched the Open, and I'll say this, without a care in the world here, I've watched a lot of what I've always thought was the British Open. They just call it the Open now. I've always watched it, and I've always gotten this whole, man, the weather is always so terrible. It's always windy. The course looks like it just seems like you shouldn't be golfing there at that time. It's like golf. It seems like you're golfing here in the later months, the later part of October, beginning part of November. That's what it seemed like. It always looks like. But I digress. The Open, round one of the Open, starts up today. Other things that have come up as well. Obviously, yesterday the trade of Kawhi Leonard. Going to Toronto in return, the San Antonio Spurs get DeMar DeRozan. Also included in that trade, Danny Green from San Antonio is going up to Toronto as well. And I cannot remember offhand who else is going here we go. Jacob Poeltl. I probably mispronounced his last name, but he's going with DeMar from Toronto to San Antonio. Plus, a protected 2019 first-round draft pick will go from Toronto to San Antonio. So that really, San Antonio really did win out really well in this deal. Not only shipping off someone who was essentially disgruntled, was he injured for most of the season? Yeah, he was. But at the same time, when you're disgruntled and you're ticked off, sometimes it's better to just to separate yourself from the work team. And this is probably in the best way possible for the Spurs to ship him off. And really, who knows? Who knows how long Kawhi Leonard is actually going to stick around Toronto? Who knows? Maybe he'll pull the same antics in Toronto. And he gets shipped off, and he gets to go play in Los Angeles like he wants to. Who knows? But that trade was finalized during the show yesterday. After the show yesterday as well, baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers give up a lot for former Baltimore Orioles shortstop Manny Machado. 5 prospects given up in that trade deal by the Dodgers. The Orioles are definitely in that rebuilding phase, and Baltimore really did work out. They've got some of their best prospects in the Dodgers organization. They got outfielder Yusnil Diaz, who ended up hitting 2 home runs in the Futures game earlier this week. A right-hander pitcher, Dean Kremer, third baseman Rylan Bannon, another right-handed pitcher in Zach Pop, and another third baseman of Breivik Valera. Now, I believe the latter two are not in the top of the Dodgers rankings as far as being a top 50 prospect. The Major League Baseball Prospects.com or whatever it is, but Diaz. It was one of the top prospects coming out of the Dodgers organization, so that definitely bodes well with the Orioles. They got a lot to look forward to in the future. This is essentially what the Tigers were trying to do last year: basically give away one player and get a bunch back in return. Now, obviously, the next thing now for the Tigers is to find out what exactly is going to happen with the second half of the season. They're only 12.5 out of the Central Division lead. I don't think they'll catch up. I don't even think they'll be even in contention for a wild card, because that's essentially locked up with whoever comes in second in the East and more than likely whoever comes in second in the West. I am more likely to say that it's probably going to be the Yankees and the Mariners, but obviously we still have another 2.5 more months to go in the Major League Baseball season. But again, the Tigers get back into action tomorrow when they welcome the first place top team of all Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox to Comerica Park. You got a lot here on the Michigan Insider. You can listen to it here at 6:45 on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, as we welcome Sam Webb. And Sam,
how you doing, miss? You doing all right?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
And so, you know, I'm surprised you didn't use your time, to talk a little smack, you know, to espouse the virtues of your. See, now here's the thing. So we had, courtesy of our friend J-Mo, we had Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You know, they're a sponsor of the M Zone. I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Jamie said, well, Sam, you know, I can get you a smoothie as well. I said, that'd be great. Yeah. I can have it for breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the triple berry oat.
Yeah.
The triple berry oat. So, you know, berries and whey protein and, some all kind of seeds and it's a healthy drink,
yeah.
You
get to hook it up.
And so I thought Miz was going to go for the, go for the gusto. I thought maybe he was going to get the, the Detroit Coney.
Jeez.
Detroit Coney smoothie.
Sam.
He didn't. Miz got a Caesar. I didn't even know they serve Caesar salads at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, but that's what Miz got. It's like, man, Miz raising the bar for us over there. I got to get even healthier with my choices from Tropical Smoothie Cafe. But I was proud of you, man. So I want to.
Sam, why you got to do that?
Next time.
Why you got to do that with your guests in studio right now?
Next
man?
Time they take my order, I'm gonna do a salad as well. But my breakfast courtesy of Jamie Morrison and Tropical Smoothie Cafe this morning. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, but why you got to out me like that in front of your guests like that?
Well, I mean, you look, we're family.
I know, why you got to do that to me, though?
This guy, it's fitting that we have my guest host in studio here. Today, because this is on the heels of John Beilein signing an extension, through the 2022-23 season. And I remember sitting in his office the first week he was on the job. And the guy who sat in the office with John Beilein with me that week was none other than my esteemed colleague, worked with me for. Look, he will always be a member of the Michigan Insider, even if he's dormant for a while, for a period of years, he'll always be a member of the site, and certainly has been a guest over the years here on the show. But Andre Barthwell, you know him on the site as Dre. Obviously coaches around here, from Coach Beilein to all across the coaching gamut. Know you're certainly in the Michigan basketball coaching gamut. Know you, but here in studio today, and like I said, it seemed fitting. On the heels of John Beilein signing an extension to have Dre in studio. So, Dre, how you doing?
I'm good, man. It's good to be back. I see you all are spending a little money now while here in the studio. I told Maz, it's like, last time I was here, we had one poster on the wall.
It's been a long time since you've been in the studio.
I noticed that Serena Williams is not here anymore.
Well, hold on. So, Serena is in the office.
I knew it.
Serena is in the office. Serena didn't go far. When they did renovations here in the office,
okay,
they took Serena off the wall, and so I had to make sure Serena didn't get thrown away.
Okay.
All right,
Serena will never get thrown away.
No, she'll never get thrown away.
Ever.
Ever.
It's a coincidence, Dre. This is how I know we're like brothers. I was watching, because they had the ESPYs on, was it last night?
ESPYs last night.
And the greatest ESPY performance tribute commentary was from Jamie Foxx, where Jamie Foxx did the tribute to Serena Williams. Miz, did you ever see that?
I did not catch
you never saw that.
I missed it yesterday, man.
We have to play that for the people. Go to YouTube.
All right,
and do Jamie Foxx. I want to be your tennis ball. I want to be your tennis ball.
Jamie.
We're gonna have to play that for the people this morning. You know, because it's just in keeping with the fun. But this is like. It's got to be like 15 years old. It is the greatest ESPY. It might be the greatest sort of, performance at any. I'm not talking about like performing a song.
No.
Someone performing their song, but, someone coming out to intro someone.
Yeah.
The greatest introduction or a tribute to someone I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, so he did it. Like, the first year he did it, it was just like an impromptu thing. The second year he did it, it was like a grand production.
So was that a cutout tennis ball on stage?
It was
stage?
A cutout tennis ball
with
on
pillows
stage.
Pillows in the bed in the back.
It was a cutout tennis yeah. ball on stage, and then yeah. he had. If you don't follow R&B, you didn't know that Tank.
Yes.
Was one of his
right.
Was one of his tennis rackets or whatever you call it.
Right.
And they did this tribute to Serena Williams. So when you get it pulled up, Miz, it's called I Want to Be Your Tennis Ball, and it'll be Jamie Foxx.
Thinking about Jamie Morris.
No, I will never hang out with Jamie Morris ever again. I've told that story too many times to repeat again why I will never hang out with Jamie. I appreciate the Tropical Smoothie Cafe,
right?
But I won't hang out with Jamie Morris anymore. It's just
done.
You know, once you get burned, you don't do it That's again. Right. So, but like I said, we'll pull that up. But all the games we've been to, the players we've seen. And on the heels of Michigan missing out on DJ Carton, you know, I took my brother-in-law with me to the NBA camp because
okay.
I needed someone. So my brother and my son. Mm-hmm. So Aaron and my
Shout
brother.
Shout out to my man Aaron.
Yeah.
A-Dub.
Yeah, Aaron and my brother-in-law Darren.
Yeah.
So Aaron and Darren. So had Aaron shooting video, Darren shooting photos.
Wow.
So I could, because you know how it is, right? You go to these,
yes.
you go to these camps, and it's hard to film mm-hmm. or shoot photos and then actually pay attention to the yeah. action. You're paying attention to yeah. the shot,
Absolutely.
Not the action. So to have them there, I was able to watch the action. And so DJ Carton picks Ohio State Saturday. My brother-in-law calls me. He's like, what the heck happened? I just shot pictures of this
right.
dude.
And now he's going somewhere else.
I said, hold up, man. You got to calm
down.
You got to calm down. This
yeah.
part, you always lose more than you win.
Yeah.
And this was one of those recruitments where, you know, there was you heard some things that gave you pause. I still thought he was going to pick Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Most people still thought he was going to pick Michigan, but at the end of the day, I think it was a playing time thing. You know, I think what I've tried to do over the years is try to condition people better, try to get them, try to make them aware.
That's hard.
Of the possibilities.
Yeah.
So to maybe mitigate some of the disappointment, because we've seen some that are. I remember the early days. You remember Tory Jackson?
Stop.
You remember Tory Jackson? So
Stop.
Before we get to the break. So Dre, one of the first trips I sent you on was to where? Wasn't it to
ABCD camp?
ABCD camp, T-Neck, New Jersey. This had to be, what, 2004, 2005? Was it later than that?
It might have been later than that. It might have been later than that.
And so Tory was supposed to commit to Michigan mm-hmm. out there. You remember that?
That's why you sent me.
That's why I said he was supposed to commit to Michigan. It was done. It was a wrap. For those that don't remember Tory Jackson, he was second all Buena Vista.
Outstanding point guard.
Loved Michigan. Loved Michigan.
Mom did too.
Mom loved Michigan. I mean, this was as close to done as you could possibly
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for all intents and purposes, it was done. It was all over, but the shouting. And when it came time for him to, because he was going to announce at the ABCD camp,
mm-hmm.
you get out there and
nothing. I'm in the elevator. I call you. I say, hey, man, this guy's saying nothing, but. While out there, start hearing about USC, start hearing about Notre Dame. I'm like, wow. So I get back, I call mom. Hey, how you doing? Is everything okay? How's everything going with the recruitment? Oh, it's going fine. But, you know, sometime with parents, you know, and this is nothing against AAU. I love it. I know they're being bashed quite a bit here lately, but there are some great things going on in AAU. But sometimes as a parent, when you don't know,
right,
you kind of hand things over to those that you feel do know.
Right.
And certainly that's what happened there.
So he didn't play, because if I'm not mistaken,
all.
He didn't play at the ABCD camp. And the word was he wasn't playing because he had, like, mono. That's, they said he had mono.
Mono.
Then when he got back to the state, he was in a tournament. I was like, man, that's the quickest.
Here in the state of Michigan.
Right, that's the quickest recovery from mono yeah. I've ever seen.
I still enjoyed the ABCD camp.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, it was, it was still a good camp to cover. But it was like, man, because did you see Epp? I think that's where you, I think you saw Epp out there. You saw Epp out there.
Man.
So we were able to cover Epp.
Yes.
Get a real good feel for Epp, like in Michigan and that kind of thing. And but he didn't come. And so the word was, well, he's not committed because he had mono.
Right.
Gets back to Michigan, plays in the tournament. Clearly he doesn't have mono. Next thing you know,
like it was within days of getting back, he's playing.
Right.
Yeah, if you know anything about mono, it doesn't work like that.
It sure doesn't. I mean, I tell you what, I would have been, if I thought it was true, say I'm on the opposing team,
I
thought that was true, I'm not playing, man.
We shut the whole thing
down. So clearly everyone knew
that
this dude doesn't have,
he
doesn't have mono. And then we got to the bottom of what was going on. It was like, hey, there's a relationship, there's a bit of placating, a bit of I don't know, deference at times.
Absolutely.
That people want you to offer in order to consummate things. And that was one of those where TA was like,
oh man, you're talking about one that hurts, that was in the bag, where the family and the player,
it was done. It was done. I mean, when you think about the misses, so to bring people up to date, why you, especially with how John Beilein has, they have missed on guys and they recovered in ways that still put them at Monday night.
Yeah.
I mean, they missed on Kata Bates' job, who I know was one of your guys.
My guy. Kata
was your guy. Jay Sean Tate. Trayvon Blewett.
My guy.
Missed on those guys, and Michigan still wound up playing on Monday night.
Yeah.
So I say to people, look, John Beilein has shown that they can miss on guys and still wind up right there.
Yeah.
And so I rewind to talk about disappointment. So Patrick Beverly, Torrey Jackson, hell, Joe Crawford and Al Horford. I don't know how long, you know, there's a lot of Michigan fans. Al Horford was committed to Michigan.
Committed.
Was in the
Done
fold.
Deal.
Was in the fold, and his daddy pulled the plug on that.
Not going there.
So we've seen, my point in bringing all those up, we've seen our share of disappointing turns.
Yeah.
You learn to roll with the punches. And
get up first after getting punched.
Right. And then especially when you see how good a job, as I said before, John Beilein has done of on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
A terrific job of on to the next one.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, this where other coaches or programs might falter when they lose a big target, this is where you really see what they can do. How they maybe it's a guy that they've been on for a while and things turn up and then they get him, or it's a guy they uncover. That's the great thing about this live period here in July. You know, you might be out watching some guys and then someone catches your eye and you jump on him. Man, that Xavier Simpson thing developed late.
Very late.
Developed late in the process. That was not it all along. I mean, they were Cassius Winston all the way.
All day, every day.
And now, woo, Michigan got the better end of that. They got the better end of that deal, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he was looking at State, too, now.
Talking about his ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
mean,
know.
That was a Michigan State backup plan. But it was put out there, hey, that's the guy we want. We want Cassius, you know. But once again, you know, Beilein has been able to really put together staffs that really understand his vision and what he's trying to do. That's what you love. I want to go back to something you mentioned about TA missing and Beilein missing. Without saying too much on the subject, you know, those guys got a lot of integrity, man. They have an awful lot of integrity to the point that they're not going to play certain games. And when they see that you're playing those games, although it may hurt, got to let this one go. And to me, from Tommy, and now obviously Coach Beilein has shown it consistently, that we want you, but we have a certain way of doing things here. Now, you want to be a part of that? We love you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, We wish you well wherever you go.
Well, I won't say any names. I'll just tell a story. I'll tell one of the stories. You know, there was a guy that Tommy could have had.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been your. All he had to do was allow a guy access to the program. So when those guys went pro,
yes.
He could sign them. Yes. They could sign with his agency.
Yes.
So all you had to do, all you got to do is just, you know, connect me with when these guys are ready to pop, connect me with them. And then you can have my guy. T.A. said no.
Right away.
He said no.
Well, what about the other instances of names we won't mention where certain individuals, or I'll just say individuals and leave it at that, that wanted a coach to be on staff,
yep.
or hired.
Yep.
No, we're not going in that direction. I mean, I'm sure Coach heard about it, Coach Beilein, you know, probably heard some rumblings. Hey, you're either one of our guys. Hey, you're going to get the kids you want. I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm going to do it my way. And as you see how it has played out, you know, the fans had to be really patient with that.
And then you got to, I mean, that's why, you know, I say when you are evaluating mm-hmm. recruiting success, mm-hmm. you have to take into account how they go about doing it.
Yes.
Or how Coach Beilein
yes.
goes about doing it. And he's shown that he can be successful. And that doesn't mean avoid the highly rated guy.
Because no.
he's gotten.
No, 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 no.
He's
no.
gotten
no.
some of those guys.
Yeah.
Got one in this class in Jalen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no compromises. And that's not to suggest that there are any that were being requested as far as DJ
no.
Carton is concerned.
No.
I only brought...
That was a playing time thing.
Yeah, with DJ Carton, I only bring that up to talk about the disappointment mm-hmm. that some fans mm-hmm. feel about it. Bring up these other stories to show that, hey, you know, we've seen
yeah.
some bumps in the road and they've gotten
some
over
big potholes.
And John Beilein has gotten over them splendidly.
Yeah.
And I expect that to be the case here again as well, as they are, you know, the next live period underway now. But we got a lot to get to. We're going to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll get to the countdown to the start of the Michigan football season. This is a great one to go to the break with. So this was year one.
Yeah, Mass.
This is year one.
This is back in 2003.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll come back with year two. Turn that up a little bit. Can I fit inside your bag? Some men wanna
be J-Lo's thong. Outstanding.
This is the best ESPYs ever.
Easily.
See how old this is? I thought Jay-Z and Beyonce was bad too.
Easily. Still rolling. I'm tired of that Ashanti song. Asante. Baby, can you put me on? Let me be your tennis ball. We can go 15 love, 30, 40 love. Advantage you till we get to.
You gotta get to a break.
Love it.
It
Love
was
it.
Great. I mean, he was singing hard to Serena, wasn't he? All right, we gotta get to a break. Back on the other side, countdown to the start of the Michigan football season. On the other side here, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket. Thank you.